Sometimes you need to calm your mind.
Yes.
And when you do that, you know, you put your mind back into the right perspective. Amen.
Amen.
And you recognize certain things ain't as bad as it is. And when you start to get on the right frequency, amen, which is the message today. How many of y'all know your perception is everything?
Ooh.
What you hear about God and how you perceive God is everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've known many people that have been on the wrong frequency, and God says one thing to them and they feel like they're being condemned.
Mm-hmm.
Or God said another thing, you know, one time I remember being fired from the job. I'm not gonna say let go, they fired me. And I was looking at it as a bad thing, but actually it was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And for the saints, we have to digest things a little bit different. Because mm-hmm. we got favor with God
right. And
with man.
Amen.
And so when things happen to us, you have to make sure that you are on the right frequency. Mm-hmm. Or you'll be picking up something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we even had to get these microphones again because we was picking up frequency from the other building, from truck drivers driving down the street, and we had to make sure that I'm speaking what I'm speaking, and you ain't getting nothing else. You might get a curse word flying out some truck driver's mouth, and so we had to make sure we get the cords back. And so it's just an analogy of just saying that make sure you're on the right frequency. That frequency is rest. That frequency is peace. And I remember one time I was at a job, and I was talking to a person about coming to church, hearing what God has to say for them about their life.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, I can't go with you, Wendell. And I said, why, brother? And he said something. He said, well, my mom used to take me to church. And right after she'd get filled with the Holy Spirit and all that stuff, she'd come home and she'd beat me. Mm-hmm. And she was doing it while she was drunk. And then she'd go back to church playing the same old church game. And it just made me hate God.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, it's the difference between who she was.
Mm-hmm.
Who God is. See, we're not following man here.
Right.
We're following Jesus.
Right.
And if you're following the wrong thing, then your heart can get hurt.
That's true.
So when we praise God, you're not praising your wife. You're not praising your husband. You're not praising your job. You're praising the one that gave you life. You're praising the one that redeemed you.
Right.
You praising the one that it had not been for the Lord on my side.
Yeah.
And some people get it twisted because you get on the wrong frequency and you think you're praising man. You're not praising man. You're praising God.
Amen.
And guess what? In God there is no fear.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Come on now. I know that's right.
Amen.
So the first thing we're going to talk about is tune into God's love. Amen. Sometimes we tune into the wrong thing. And the thing about love is 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you ain't perfect, you can't enter into the gates of God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. I thought it was because of what Jesus did. I'm going to be able to enter into those gates.
Right.
I thought it was because of the blood. I didn't know it was because I was right.
Come on. Mm. Amen.
Is it because of your acts, or is it because of his acts that you get in? It's because of his acts.
Right.
And when you believe in his acts, guess what? Love come out of your heart.
Right.
But we put the cart before the horse.
No.
We want to act right before we see him right.
Amen.
No, you need to see him right, and when you see him right, then you act right. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. The cake ain't done yet until you see Jesus die for your sins.
Whoa.
The cake ain't done yet until you don't have no more fear in your heart.
Yeah.
You know, me and Keisha was riding on the plane coming back to St. Louis, and this is the most turbulence I ever experienced. I'm like, y'all should not have let us leave, because if we was coming through a storm and lightning and it was hitting. But I can promise you, thank you, Jesus, I've always waited for this moment where I can say, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good, whatever happens, I'm good, because I know I'm loved, I know I'm,
yeah.
I know where I'm going, Some people dream of this day where they don't have to fear no more. Yeah. I don't fear anything, y'all. I don't fear man, I don't fear boss, I don't fear nothing. Why? Because I have an understanding that God gave me everything. He gave me my wife. He gave me a church. He gave me everything that I have is not off of my flesh. Everything I have now is the substance of me worshiping Him.
Yeah.
And it's going to be forever.
Yeah.
Fear comes when you got what you got by manipulating something.
Mm. That's right.
Fear happens because if I don't do this, God ain't going to come through.
Uh-huh.
I stopped living like that a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
No, I know God going to come through.
Right.
So this plane can shake all it wants to. This plane can wobble. The lights can go off and on. I just know I'm going to be all right.
Right.
And that's where God wants every one of us to be. He does not want us to be, when I finish my college degree, that's what I'm going to make it. When I get married, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it win. No,
come on.
No.
That's it.
Those are false prophets. You make it when you receive Jesus as your...
Come on, bro. That's it.
Everything else follows that. Everything after that is charity. You know what I mean? Everything after that is thank you. What do you think the Bible says, be anxious for what?
Nothing.
Because as soon as you're anxious for it, then that becomes your God.
Mm. Whoa.
Mm. Tell him.
Abraham ain't supposed to worship Isaac. He's supposed to worship God.
You right, come on.
Isaac is a reflection off of his relationship. But if he worship Isaac, soon as Isaac grow up, Isaac going to be beating Abraham in his head. Because why? Because whatever you say, I do, Isaac. No. Whatever you say, I do, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he whose fears has not been made perfect yet.
Why?
Because they're still adding up their sheep to see if they can get in the game. They're still seeing, have I done enough yet, God? It's for your approval. Jesus. No, my son was the approval for you.
Man.
Come on, man. When you live in fear, you clog your heart and you can't go nowhere.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
And the world we live in today, we're just downloading all information. It's gimme. I want this. Let me tell y'all something. We don't supposed to know everything.
Yeah, right.
Now, you know what? We have Dr. Brown Reed come in last year, you know, make sure that you get your numbers right. You know, have some knowledge about your health. Have some knowledge about the Word of God. Have some knowledge about certain things. But stop diving into all information that's going to pollute your mind. Stop diving into anything and everything. I've learned something. Just because I can don't mean I should.
Wow.
Just because I can, dude, I can do a lot of things. But is it going to benefit my relationship? So when I see God, is my frequency going to be the same?
Come on!
That's the question you have to ask before you start taking something.
Oh, my God.
Tell it.
It's so clear, man.
Tell it.
You know, I usually tell this story about me and my friend Dwayne and how we went rock climbing probably pretty cool. And they had a little harness strap on us, so we ain't going to kill ourselves. I ain't no crazy. But we were climbing, and y'all know Dwayne is much longer and just as strong with me. And I told him I was gonna beat him to the top. And the guy told us both at the bottom, whatever y'all do, don't look down.
Mm-hmm.
We got up pretty high, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'm gonna keep going. Mm-hmm. I gotta get Dwayne. That boy strong and fast. And Dwayne did something. He said, next thing I know, I heard a gasp out of this brother's boy. He said, I said, what's wrong with you, boy? Next thing you know, I'm passing him up. He said, I'm going back down, bro. I said, you look down, bitch. He said, yeah, I look down, man. I got to go. I didn't look down.
That's right.
I went to the top.
Mm-hmm.
God's saying, you don't supposed to look down.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to look up.
That's right.
To the hills, which come with your help.
Yes.
Your help don't come from looking down.
That's right.
Your help comes from looking up.
Amen.
When Jesus had the fish in his hand, he said, I ain't got time to be talking to all these complainers and doubters and people that's in unbelief. He lifted the fish up and he glorified. Then we look down, and the Bible says this is a fallen nature here.
Yeah.
Until Jesus comes back, you have to understand where you're at.
That's
when
right.
you look down, that's when fear happens.
Teach us.
That's when you, oh my God, I can't believe I've been going this far. Guess what? You ain't been going this far. You got a harness on your back. God been carrying you this far.
Amen.
Get back into an understanding that you don't supposed to know everything.
That's
just
right.
know what's going to edify you. Yes. And that's it.
Yeah.
Whether this person gossip about you, you want to know what they said? Nope.
Nope.
Don't you want to know? Nope.
Nope.
I don't even care.
Amen.
Right.
That's how much I don't care, Dad. I don't even want to know.
That's right.
Genesis 2:17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in that day you eat, you shall surely die. God was not just talking about physical death, even though we were supposed to live forever. But he was also talking about a spiritual death where you're cut off from the frequency.
Uh-huh.
They was, as soon as he ate that, guess what? I'm naked.
Uh-huh.
You always naked.
Right. Uh-huh. Always. Right.
But now, because of the evilness that has come into you, you opened up a conscience to use your body to manipulate others,
mm-hmm.
use your body to do this, to do that, and you're open to evil now.
Right.
The Bible says something about love thinks no evil. I wonder why. Because you're only supposed to feed yourself love, not hate.
That's right.
Anybody, you know what? This is how slick the devil is. He can make you reason why you should hate. Let me think about it. I'm leading all these people to you. You should give me some praise too, don't you? Got kicked right out of his head. I mean, if I'm doing this for eternity, should I get some credit? He made you, fool.
Tell it. Tell it like it is.
Lucifer got kicked out because of pride.
Uh-huh.
Pride is the frequency of self. Self is the frequency of thinking that you a self-made man. You're not a self. I'm not here because of Wendell. I'm here because of Keisha, because of my mom, because of my dad, because of you, because of the connection that God has connected me with.
Teachers.
People on the hallucinogen mushroom thinking that they got there by themselves. They tripped out. If you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go far, go with somebody else.
Tell it.
And one of the things I've learned is, this is, if you, the next area that you want to go to, and I see this happen even in corporate, people try to go by themselves and they get messed up. Because God has set this up for you to go with a group of people.
Absolutely.
You cannot do the great things that God has caused you by yourself.
No.
Let me see something.
Come on.
The reason why we don't want to, because we've been hurt in the past. And so I don't want to trust nobody anymore. But there's a difference between a God sent and a person manipulated sent. You got to see which is which and what is what. Is this person here to manipulate me, or this person? And you'll see the signs by the fruit of the Spirit. Is this person patient, love? All the fruits will come up. Eventually.
Mm-hmm.
The devil can only have so long. Alright, let's go to the next one. Tune in to his blood. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, that brother Adam, Anthony Bourdain, the restaurant guy that was going across the world,
yeah.
I used to watch him on TV, looked like the happiest person in the world.
Yes.
Then committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch a documentary on Robin Williams. How he went every place, and every place he went, every restaurant he went, it was for free. He'd go into a clothing place, they give him it for free. He had all the love in the world, but he committed suicide. And this is the highest rate of suicide in any generation this year. Why? Because people don't know something. There is still power in the blood.
That's right.
You can have all the money you want to. You can have all the wealth you want to. But if you don't have an understanding that Jesus died a horrendous death for your mistakes, then guess what? Guilt will grab you by the collar and sling you around.
Come on, man.
The blood of God sets you free.
Woo.
Yeah. We don't just take communion just for fun and Kool-Aid drinks.
Come on.
We take communion to remind you that you're forgiven.
Yeah.
That you don't have to hit yourself in the leg every time you think about a mistake in the past. Yeah. That you ain't got to beat yourself up every time you think about the horrendous thing that you've done.
Come on.
Yeah.
Paul said, I ain't even going to think about who I was, Saul.
Ha.
How you going to be preaching to me, Paul, when you killed my cousin 3 years ago? You ain't got to preach me no gospel. I seen you behead my nephew. And now you coming to us? Preach me?
Come on, bro.
What?
Come on, brother.
Jesus said, Paul said, I don't even see that person no
more.
I don't even see that person no more. Anybody that's reminding you of your hang up is from the devil.
Come on.
Anybody that said, I see a new you is from God.
That's right. That's right.
You have to know the difference between heaven's sin and Satan's sin.
Wow.
The Bible says in Revelation 12:10 that the accuser comes to condemn the brethren day
and night.
And night.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to accuse.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to tell you why you don't deserve this. Jesus is coming to set you free.
That's right.
Showing you that this is the reason why I died.
That's right.
There's no difference between Peter and Judas.
Mm-hmm.
Judas lied on him 3 times and betrayed him. Judas did it 1 time and he hung himself.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? One waited for the cross, mm-hmm, and the other one said, I gotta kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say kill yourself, not just killing yourself physically.
Right.
Don't continue beating yourself.
Yeah,
right. In
right,
here.
Right, right.
Be transformed and have an understanding that you are forgiven for your past mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You all need to look through. Your perception is everything. You all need to put the blood eyeglasses on. I did a message on this 3 years ago about putting the blood on. Because some of us seeing through our natural sources,
mm-hmm,
but it's not seeing through the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 9:13 says, for if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ?
Mm.
See, every year they used to take a bull, a heifer, a goat, and kill it. And they had to be perfect. No spots, no blemishes on it. That's what Jesus came to do. We don't got to make sacrifices no more. He was the Lamb of God, amen?
Yes,
who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God. Cleanse your consciousness from dead works to serve the living God. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, not the old covenant. He is the mediator of the new covenant.
Right, right, right.
See, if you don't settle this in your mind,
come on.
Yeah.
You can't even go into ministry. Because the ministry is about beating yourself up all the time. You need to be set free.
Man.
So you don't be thinking about all the guilt and the shame you did in the past.
Come on, man.
Every time I talk to you, it shouldn't be about beating yourself up. It should be about the favor of God that you got on your life now.
Yes.
You got favor with God in me.
Come on, bro.
So you should not dread anything.
Ooh.
Dread is an expectation of something bad's going to happen.
Mm.
When love is perfected in your heart, I think something good about to happen.
Mm.
I think we're going to have a good service today.
Amen.
Don't get your hopes up high, Wendy. You just don't know. It ain't come yet. No. It's gonna come.
That's right. That's right.
It's gonna come.
Tell it.
I mean, the TikTok may work. The TikTok may have time, but it doesn't matter because if I have favor with God and God loves me and He's forgiven me, then I am righteous.
Right.
And if I am righteous, that means that I have right things coming to me.
Mm.
Let me tell you how deep this goes. If your subconscious beats you up, you can be doing something good and you'll get dragged right back into the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go where your subconscious goes.
Right.
You're going to go where your inner thoughts go.
Yeah.
I've seen people in great relationships and they don't even think they deserve it, so they sabotage.
Woo.
I said, why did you do that?
Why?
This person person love you?
Ooh.
I don't know. But listen, once you get this healed, you're going to say, because of what Jesus did, I deserve this.
Mm. Hey. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. If you can't say it, then it's not solid yet. You're still struggling on the belief. And that's cool. Because the Bible says that Paul said this. You know, there was a time where I used to struggle, but then there was a time where I was persuaded that I know God's going to do it. But guess what? If you continue to study the Word, keep on digesting the Word you want, keep on hearing good teachers like GFO, what's going to happen is you're going to say, man, none of this stuff belongs to me. I'm moving into my destiny up in here. I ain't got time to play with you, fool. You'll be able to actually identify what's what as you continue to hear the good news go into your heart.
Amen.
And you get to walk out into freedom. I was on certain jobs that I didn't even know was binding me up. I didn't even know. The more I learn about his goodness, the more I'm able to walk out of places.
Tell it.
But condemnation says, this is what I deserve. Oh, that pastor, he beat me up good today. What? Come again? He's gonna be setting you free. What you talking about, beat you up? Sometimes that people need to hear what they say, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, just walk into forgiveness, and you know, it don't matter what you did in the past. It matters what Jesus did in the past. Some people are like, well, you cheapening the cross. No, you don't know how much the cross is worth.
Right.
I'm not cheapening nothing. Now, I'm looking at it in his right perspective.
Yeah.
Because of what Jesus did, Paul was not known as Saul no more. He even had to change his name because God said, I don't even want you to have the reflection. When people call your name, I don't want you to even think of your past. I want you to think of the new man that lived in you. Please, you all, stop thinking about and beating yourself up for the past. If you do anything, say, thank you, Jesus, that I ain't where I used to be.
You see it.
I am
now
where I used to be.
Tell it.
Because of what you did.
Tell
you see what I'm saying? Because it's glory in the back, and it's going to be glory in the front, and you got glory now.
Yeah.
So you thank God that he delivered you, you thank God that you got a future, and you thank God that he's in the presence. That's what it means when I say it's all good. I say it's all good because I didn't die when I was acting a fool, and I got a glorified future, because that's what it says in Jeremiah 29:11, and God says he's a present help. So I get to have God in my back, in my front, and right now. That's how love is made perfected. In the Hebrew, that perfected is whole. It's surrounding you. So the only thing you're thinking is glorified thoughts that you're going to make it. Ain't that good? Woo! Number three. Tune into his provision.
Talk about it.
You know, if you don't tune into his provision, you know, I've given words to people saying, you know what? You know, I think you should do this and do this. And even if you don't tune into his provision, you'll look at the ten things that the Moses brought down, the commandments. You look at that as a work. That is provision. Patience is providing you the provision to see what the devil is.
All right.
You thinking patience is something that you have to work out. Oh. Patience is something that's a gift to you.
Amen.
If you don't see the gift, you know, I get correction from my mom. I get correction from Keisha. Why y'all beating me up? No, that's not beating up. The Bible says he loves those that he what? That he corrects.
Right.
If you're not looking at life right through the blood glasses, then you're going to be looking at correction as takeaways and not provision.
Teachers.
Provision is God giving you something that you did not have. But if you think that what God is giving you is beating you up, then you run away from God. God will provide. He is Jehovah Jireh, not Jehovah Chipo.
Teachers. Teachers.
He is not Jehovah's Chico, man. And this is where I'm coming from. 2 Peter 1:3 says this: "For his divine power has bestowed on us everything necessary for life and godliness through true and personal knowledge of who? Of him who called us by his own glory and excellence." Three things are common denominators here. His divine power, and you keep reading, and you keep reading, the personal knowledge of him, and then his own glory. Three his, or him. Why? Because it's all about him. It's not about your provision. It's about his provision. Let me tell you a little story. You know, one time I was broke down on the highway on St. Charles Rock Road Bridge. Oh no, St. Charles Bridge. I don't know what the bridge called. But it's a bridge over a big Missouri River. And I called my dad to come pick me up. And I'm gonna tell you, my dad hates bridges. All right. But guess what? When I called him, I hung up the phone because he said, "I'm on my way." It was a lot of traffic out there. I was thinking about just walking because it was a lot of traffic, but I didn't walk because I know who he is.
Yeah.
Because I know he's faithful, I stayed in the car. See, some of y'all don't have a personal relationship with God. You got a personal relationship with Chief.
Yeah.
The knowledge that you have of God will cause you to have faith. Not the knowledge that you have in you. You are a rascal without God. But because of his word, you know, Abraham is not the father of nation without his word. Abraham is the father of many lives. But with God's word, Abraham is. Because of his word. So when you get unsteady and your mind starts tripping out, say, "Oh God, this is your promise, not my promise." The promise that he is supposed to give you is his provision, not your provision. What do you mean, Wendell? God can give you a promise and it can stress you out if you think it's coming from you.
Oh, man.
What do you mean, God? I can't do this. I know you can't do this. That's why I gave it to you, because you're supposed to rely on me and lean not to your own understanding. Anytime you get stressed, it's because you leaning on you and you ain't leaning on him. You tuned in to your station. And I don't care about my station. I care about Jesus. You know, that's the reason I'm so glad I went bald, so I don't got to go to the barbershop and listen to everybody's opinion about my life. You don't know me. I don't know you. Talk about Michael Jordan or something. For 3 hours. He don't care about you neither. But listen, let me tell you something. Opinions like noses. Everybody got it. Stop listening to everybody's knowledge and opinion. If their knowledge is aligning up to the word of God knowledge, then you got something to listen to. Everybody got something to say about your life.
Man.
Don't they?
Yeah.
But if they're not sent by God and they're just saying something just to say something, everybody got an opinion. But are you speaking from God's opinion? That's what matters. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That's good.
You know, come on, man. God's provision happens not... You know, Job had lost everything at one time. And Satan accused God that, you know what? If he loses everything, he ain't going to praise you no more. And God said, no, he's still going to praise me. It gave him the time when Job was complaining a little bit. But when he got his eyes back on God, where was you when I created the stars? Where was you when I created the sun? I'm sorry. I ain't start this. I ain't going to finish this. What did I do? Let me get my focus back on you, Jesus. And Job wrote this in the Bible. He says, "I wish that I can write this where every man can see it." And that's where we get that beautiful song, "I know my Redeemer lives." He did not say, "I know that you're going to do right." I know that he did right. And it's going to make righteousness out of me. Thank you, Jesus. but provision. Well, if you understand what God has created within man, he's created you. Everything that you need is inside of you, okay? If you look at an apple, everything the apple needs is inside of the apple, which is what? Seeds, okay?
Cool.
Okay, so James 3:16, a lot of people read this out of the works mentality instead of the God mentality. For we're jealous and selfish ambitious. Now, we know what real selfishness is, right? You not have your eyes on him. You got your eyes on you. There is disorder, unrest, rebellion, every evil thing. See, if I would have got out of that car, I could have got hit.
Right.
God want me to stay in that car. See, God wants you to stay where you're at until he tell you to go. You don't go because you don't trust him. When we don't trust him, we get into traffic. We might get hit. You get into rebellion and unrest. So much confusion.
That's good.
Every church I've been to, I've had somebody tell me, you should be the pastor in this church. You pick better than him. No, it ain't my time.
Right.
You in selfishness.
Right.
You in rebellion.
Right.
You in disorder.
Teachers.
Think about this. Every evil thing and morally degrading practice. You do yourself wrong when you don't know that you're loved. You hurt yourself. You get into that trap because you stop trusting God and you start trusting you, and you think that, you know, listen, I get overtime every week, but my overtime is not going to get me over the rainbow. It's his grace that gets me over. Amen. It's his grace that he provides for me. I don't trust. The Bible says some trust in chariots, others in gold. Don't you understand that the people that are killing themselves are making tons of money? I've counseled millionaires that wanted to kill themselves. Listen, man, money is not all it. It's about having a peace of mind. It's about having a spiritual connection, being in tune that even if this plane goes down, I'm all right. I ain't got to panic like these people that don't got a God. I got a father that's going to take care of all my needs. I'm going to do his riches and glory, not my riches and glory. The Bible says he's going to take care of all of my needs according to whose riches?
His.
Not yours. It's not your riches that's going to raise you up from the dead. It's not your riches that's going to breathe into your life to wake your body up. And you're going to recognize that, oh my God, Jesus delivered. This flesh going to die, but you'll never die.
That's right.
In him. Sometimes you gotta do a gut check and say, where am I putting my trust in? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I messed up word typo. Tune in to with the winning piece. Tune in to peace, amen. Oh, hallelujah. You know, me and Keisha took a boat ride and I was seeing the waves was kind of high in San Diego and some people was kind of shaking in the boat trying to get on a dock. And they had to wait till it's still to throw it on, the last one there. And that kind of remind me of the scripture, Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Peace is when your mind is trusting him. And when your mind is still and is trusting him, then guess what? When you're still, what do you mean still? See, you can be still physically, but your mind can be running like a NASCAR race. And know that I am God. Know that you ain't God. Yeah. He said, know that I am God. When you know that he is God, then you have an understanding of rest. When you think that you are God, then you in confusion. Fear-based. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, Isaiah 26:3, you will be kept in... you will keep him in perfect what? Peace. Whose mind is what? Stay on you. Let me tell you what peace is, y'all. Peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is you having your mind in him when trouble happens. a lot of people are incarcerated with peace.
Come on, man.
A lot of people are locked up in jail. They got more peace than we got.
Come on, man.
You know why? Because peace is here. If you ain't got peace here, it's worse than being behind prison bars. Which I know some brothers getting their degrees behind prison bars.
Wow.
But the whole thing about it is peace is having an understanding that I trust you, Jesus. I trust you beyond my circumstance. I don't look at my circumstance to get free. That's the world's way of counseling. Mm-hmm. The world counseling, the reason why I had to get out of my personal belief, is because they said, once the husband get right, once the wife get right, once the career get right, then you can have peace.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a prisoner.
Yeah.
I thank God I ain't got to wait for nobody else to get right so I can have peace.
Come on.
You ain't got to wait for your finances. And let me tell you something. When you have peace here, then things get attracted to that peace. Before Jesus went to the cross, he said this, I'm ready to go. He said, the Savior is coming, and he can't find nothing in me.
Oh, my.
What do you mean nothing in you? Listen. Satan speaks to you by the natural realm, okay? But when you make spiritual moves, he can't see you. When you worshiping Jesus, he's like that Grinch that stole Christmas. Why are they still worshiping? I took this from Job, I took that. He's still praising God. What's going on? You can't see. He's blind from the truth of what Jesus is.
Yes.
I can still worship because I know he's new every morning. I can still worship because I'm set free first in the spiritual realm before I'm set free in the natural realm.
Amen.
I remember I got fired from the job and I just kept praising God and kept praising God and kept praising God. And Keisha was like, you sure do a lot of sin? I said, because he's still good. Even though they are bad, they did something bad to me, I was going to sue these people because it was unjust. But God says, don't get hung up on that energy, because if you feed that, you're going to be worshiping that. It's time to move forward and worship me, because I'm going to bring you to a new beginning.
Yeah.
I didn't get that from man. I got that from worshiping him.
Yeah. Right.
I was tuned in. If you're not tuned in, you won't even know where the next direction to go.
Uh-huh.
You'll be hearing somebody else's opinion, which everybody got an opinion.
Yeah.
It's not about their opinion. It's about what Jesus saying. And when he speaks to you, guess what happens? Peace. Tranquility. Rest. You know, I was on vacation for about 10 days. And it took me about 3 days to enter into some rest. Because my mind was so wound up in doing. I had to grade some dean paperwork because I'm a dean at a college. Christian college, and I had to make sure I finished that. Then, you know, I got some counseling, three new counseling appointments that wanted to come through, and they just called me right before I left. You had some church business to take care of. Then I had to train some people on my job, my driving job. That's about 4 or 5. I had a lot of jobs. Just say that. I'm in trouble. Erase this, Keisha. Keeping it too real. But I got a lot on my plate, but you know what? The Lord has started to unwind my mind back to having an understanding that even though you're doing this, I'm the one that's giving you the strength to do this.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's giving you the provision to do this.
Yeah.
I'm the one that gave you the wife to be a helper. I'm the one. And the more I kept going back to, it's him. And the more I get to rest. See, sometimes your mind thinking, it's you. No, it's not you. It's him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know it's not you and it's him, you get to rest. When you think it's you, you put the book bag on, and then you carrying something that don't need to be carried. Jesus said, throw that book bag off. Come unto me, all that who labor heavy work, and I will give you rest. Stop laboring. Stop thinking, what's the labor? That labor is you thinking it's you. You know, we got songs that say, if I can't do it, then it can't be done. Listen, man. You need to see God do something by you taking a step back.
Right.
You, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. This is for somebody. I will repay. Yeah, God gonna beat him up. No, he gonna repay you. But you lost. I mean, God can cut the head off. He's gonna repay you everything you lost. Because guess what? You're living in the ocean.
Wow.
Ocean.
Somebody come and take a 7-Eleven Big Gulp cup and take your little water and run away. Don't go chasing them. Don't go chasing the waterfall. No, listen. Listen, you, if your mentality is on God, you got an ocean supply. You see somebody running away with something, or maybe you're giving something to somebody. Stop thinking need-based. God is not need-based.
Okay.
Let me go back to the jealousy thing. Where there is jealousy, you see, jealousy. Oh, I ain't gonna try to be jealous. No, jealousy is because you don't believe God has provided everything inside of you to be everything you need to be.
Yeah.
I can't be Anthony. Anthony can't be me. If Anthony try to be me, he gonna hate me.
Yeah.
I don't be with him. If I try to be Anthony, I'm gonna hate Anthony because I can't sing like Anthony. But I can be the best winner of all time.
That's right. Man.
Anybody that try to be a winner gonna come in second place.
You
are the best. You ain't gotta compare yourself to nobody. God has uniquely made you for you. Think about that. Even the way you interpret God. Some people don't interpret him like I do through movies, but he hits me in movies as I'm relating to the Word of God. He teaches me in all different types of ways. He may do it with you in songs and teachings or whatever. But stop comparing yourself. Jealousy is nothing more of not believing than the kingdom of God is inside of you. So you don't have to reach out to think that if this person don't, if I'm like this person, you're never going to be cookie cut to nobody. Stay in your lane. I told you I was going to make a t-shirt to say stay in your lane, but God said I was out of my lane. But yeah, peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is when you have an understanding that provision is already there. You know, they made a movie about Abraham, and they depicted Abraham taking his sons to get slain. And the movie had Abraham crying and, I don't want to do this, Lord, not Abraham. And, I mean, not Isaac. God, yeah. But in the Bible, he didn't say that.
He didn't say that.
He said he rose up early. How you like, where are we going? We're going to make a sacrifice. But he said this. He says, even if I make this sacrifice with Isaac, I know that he'll bring Isaac back from dead. Abraham said that. That means his trust was not in him. It was in him. He about to put Isaac on there, and the angel stopped him, caught that thicket, what was it called? That ram in the bush. And the Bible says he called that the mountain of provision. Why? Because God don't want you to cut you. He got cut for you.
Right.
So he can bring you the promise. So he can rest on his shoulders.
Amen.
Some of y'all got heavy shoulders this morning. Robin Williams had a Kool-Aid smile every day, but he was beating himself up. That cook that was traveling all the way, but guess what? He had heavy shoulders. He said, wipe that Kool-Aid smile off sometime and yield your heart to God. Say, Lord, I trust you, Jesus, for the next area. And I am not going to carry this burden no more. And mean it with your heart, man. When you mean something with your heart, it just means that you have a sincerity of brokenness. And I'm not going back to carrying these weights. I'm giving them to you. And not carrying the weight does not mean that, okay, God, now it's up to me. No. Whatever you say, go now. So if you say go left, I go left. If you say go right, I go right. But I'm not going the way that I think. You know, I got a GPS in my car. Actually, I don't use that. I use a phone now. And anytime I go to a different state, California, New York, I don't trust me. I think I went this way last time. I don't know which way I went. I type in when I trust in that GPS, I ain't even thinking that it could be wrong. Mm.
Yeah.
When you take that Advil, you're not even thinking that it's poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even thinking about it, it's gonna hurt. I just know it's gonna take away this headache.
Mm.
Listen, when you digest that word, you put it in your heart, you ain't gotta know how it works.
Mm,
you just know it's gonna work. Amen.
Amen.
He will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me.
Yes.
That means tune in to Jesus and not your problems.
Amen.
Tune in to Jesus and not your bills. Tune in to him. For he will do it. His faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I'm done. Amen. Everybody, you can stand.